Welcome back, everyone. This is the First Inning Radio Show, and we're live here in New York City. Actually, my current position is the FDR Drive, located on the East River of Manhattan, and we're watching cars pass by as I talk baseball today. So you will hear wind, cars, and motorcycles as we get this thing started. And horns, don't forget. But this is an episode about what the Yankees know and how they know what's at stake in the final week coming. Even though the Yankees have won 10 games and they just lost their last two, this is September 22nd, Tuesday, and they only have a few games left. And Yanks know what's at stake in final week. Now, the Yankees rediscovered this swagger in the tented clubhouse beyond left field wall in Buffalo, New York, where a team meeting was cited as a season turning point. They needed to find the mojo once more. As manager Aaron Boone shuffled his rotation to prepare Gerrit Cole, Tanaka for the postseason, Michael King made an early exit from his spot start, and the Yankees suffered their second lopsided defeat in as many days, falling 11-5 to the Blue Jays on Monday. Now, one evening after the Yankees exercised social distancing by clinking champagne glasses to toast their playoff entry, the showing was a far cry from the pounding that they inflicted on Toronto staff last week in the Bronx when they set a major league record with 19 home runs and a three-game sweep. Now, Gio Urshela drove in a pair of runs and Mike Tauchman stroked a three-run double in the ninth inning, but the outcome was never in doubt with their chances of catching the Rays 36-19 atop the American League East almost none. The Yankees 31-23 trail the Twins 32-22. That's 1.5 games behind for the American League fourth seed. Now, King did a good performance. I mean, he hurled two strong innings, but stumbled in the 30-minute third, during which the rookie right-hander was trumped for 5 runs. Now, Guerrero Jr. had 3 hits and drove in 3 runs for the Jays, who batted around the third or fourth innings to build a 9-1 lead at the time. McCurick had 4 hits, including the catcher's first big league home run. Now, Loaisiga relieved King and was also ineffective, charged with 4 runs, 3 earned on 5 hits and 2 walks in 1 inning. So, coming off a 10-2 loss to the Red Sox on Sunday, the Yankees fell 1-3 in 4 games at Shaolin Field, the Blue Jays' temporary home. Now, it was there that the general manager Brian Cashman spoke to the team on September 8th, his first such in seasons address since 2009, and the players responded the next day by sparking a season-high 10-game winning streak. Now, Boone will look for a familiar turnaround as Cole and Tanaka start the next 2 games, ailing for optimal rest as they eye a first-round playoff series that they can continue to believe and take the place at Yankee Stadium. They need to get home run advantage. That's their main thing. Without home run advantage, the Yankees aren't gonna do very much. Now let's check out the percentage of winning the postseason. Now, postseason glory is what it's all about. The entire season leads up to October, when we've seen countless players grow into legendary status and harness that energy. But overall, It's about the team. Certain franchises have the numerous instances of playoff success, while others are still looking to solidify that history. Now, with the Nationals winning the 2019 World Series, there are just six teams left that have never won a title. The Rays, the Brewers, the Padres, the Rockies, the Mariners, and the Rangers. But what about racking up series wins? The Yankees have played postseason baseball more than any other team, but there is a team that had more success if we look at winning percentage in playoff series. Here's a look at every club's postseason series winning percentage with the wild card game counting as a series and is its own record. Now the Marlins are 6-0. They went to the World Series in 2003. And it's one of these things that baseball fans love to point out, and it's true. The Marlins have won the World Series every time they've made the playoffs. That means they never lost a series. Winning three in 1997 and doing the same in 2003, en route to their two titles. Now the Yankees are 53-28. Winners of 27 World Series titles, the Yankees have played more postseason series than any other team, 81. The Cardinals are a distant second with 48.
Wow.
That's crazy. Now let's talk about the Cardinals. The Cardinals are 30-18. The Cardinals have won 11 World Series championships, the second most of any club and the most of any National League team. Their 30 postseason series wins trail only the Yankees 53 all time. Wow. Now we got the Mets are in fourth with 11-7. The Mets hadn't lost consecutive postseason series until they lost game 5 of the 2015 World Series, then were eliminated in the National League World Series card game the following year. Prior to that, each time they have lost a postseason series, they won their next one, whatever it was the following year or multiple years later. Number 5 are the Red Sox. The Red Sox won each of their first 5 postseason series, all of which were World Series through the 1918 postseason. The Red Sox 5 World Series titles were the most of any franchise. Now they rank tied for 3rd with 9. The Blue Jays, that's number 6, and they're 7-5. The Blue Jays lost each of their first 3 postseason series in franchise history, but turned that around in a big way in the 1992 playoffs, beginning with a 1992 American League Championship Series. The Blue Jays won 5 straight postseason series, bringing them the 1992-93 World Series and a win in the 2005 American League Division Series. Now, number 7 are the Rays. The Rays are 9-7. The Royals were 1-6 in the first 7 postseason series in franchise history. Though the 1984 American League Championship Series, but they've turned it around since going 8-1 in their playoff series since the start of 1985 postseason. That stretch includes World Series titles in 1985 and in 2015. Now the Reds are number 8 with 11-10. The Reds have lost each of their past 4 postseason series, with the last series win coming in the 1995 American League Division against the Dodgers. They go on to lose the National League Championship Series to the Braves that year and did not return to the postseason again until 2010, when they lost the American League Division Series to the Phillies. Number 9 is Orioles / Browns, and they're 12-11. Now the franchise played one postseason series as the St. Louis Browns in the 1944 World Series against the Cardinals, which the Browns lost. Each of the franchise 22 other postseason series have come since the team moved to Baltimore in 1954. The Giants are number 10. We're 19 and 18. The Giants won 11 straight postseason series from the 2010 National League Division Series against the Reds throughout the 2016 National League Wildcard Game against the Mets. That streak is tied for the longest in postseason history, with a stretch by the Yankees from 1998 to 2001. The Giants' streak finally ended in the 2016 National League Division Series against the Cubs in 4 games. Well, that's pretty much, I'm not going to go through all the teams. I'm not going to go through all 32. But a lot of teams haven't really made the playoffs like the Yankees and Cardinals have. So that's a bit of a stretch. So hopefully the Yankees, you know, to get their act together and actually win a World Series this year. They can actually steal it. You know. But I'd like to thank everybody for listening. It's a great show. Follow us on Facebook and on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and stuff like that. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And hopefully you stood by me for this long. And you can give a thumbs up to this episode or support it in any way you can. So thank you for listening. And see you on the next one. So long, everybody. And that's BX Bomber 2011 on all social media. So long.